This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وبعد الصلوات وتم التسليمات على سيدنا محمد وعلى صحبه أجمعين. وبعد. So we're reading from this treatise on Maliki Fiqh. تدريب السالك. إلى قراءة أقرب المسالك في مذهب الإمام مالك, which is more or less a summary of the famous treatise of Imam al-Tardir رضي الله عنه, who died in 1201 of the Hijra, 1786, of the Gregorian calendar, of his treatise أقرب المسالك إلى مذهب الإمام مالك, the closest of paths to the school of thought of Imam Malik. And we have reached the chapter dealing with Qadha al-Fawa'id, which is in the chapter of the prayer, dealing with the prayer. In this particular chapter, make-up prayers, Qadha al-Fawa'id, we will see that the Maliki Madhab adopts the consensus opinion that prayers must be made up for whatever reason if they are missed. This includes remissness, forgetfulness, and also to make it up even if one purposely skipped them. This may contradict some other opinions that are out there that people may have heard of, particularly that of Ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Hazm sometimes cited, I believe, in Fiqh al-Sunnah, the Sayyid Sabiq, rahimahullah. However, this is a shadh opinion, as we say. It's an exceptional opinion. It's not the majority opinion. It's based upon one of two premises: either that the person who's no longer doing their prayer has left Islam, and thus when they have left their prayer, they're not actually a Muslim anymore. That is an opinion of one of the fuqaha, of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, but that's not the majority opinion. And I think it only applies in the other schools of thought if one leaves a prayer thinking it's not an obligation. In other words, they deny its obligatory nature as being part of Islam. Hence, that would clearly be compatible with being a Muslim. However, short of that, we tell people that, you know, if they had a period in their life where they're not doing their prayers properly, we don't want to take them out of Islam as a result, but it's something that should make up. The other premise is that even if one makes up their prayers, then how can they possibly make it up if they purposely omitted them? And while this is true, nevertheless, it remains a debt. So someone who has zakat, financial obligation to zakat that they never paid, they too would have to make that up. So here, Imam Sheikh Mubarak al-Maliki, he says, في قضاء الفوائد, فصل في قضاء الفوائد, subchapter or chapter dealing with make-up prayers, يجب قضاء الفوائد فورا. ولو في وقت نهي إلا المشكوك في فواتها. So he says يجب, in other words شرعا يجب, it is obligatory as a imperative of the Sharia to make up prayers immediately, فورا. So immediately means as soon as you remember that you have something to make up. As soon as you recall you have something to make up, then one should make them up immediately. وَلَوْ فِي وَقْتِ نَهِي, even if it's in a time where prayer generally is prohibited, like when the sun is rising. Even during that time, one should make up their obligatory prayer. إِلَّا الْمَشْكُوكُ فِي فَوَاتِهَا, except those prayers you have some doubt about whether you missed them or not. This is called الْمَشْكُوكُ فِي فَوَاتِهَا. Then you still have to make them up, but don't make them up in a time of prohibited time to pray. So you'd make them up whenever, but outside of those times. وتقضى الحضرية حضرية ولو في السفر والسفرية سفرية ولو في الحضر. And they are to be made up in the same manner that you miss them. So if you're a resident somewhere and you missed your prayers for whatever reason, and you got on a plane and then you're traveling, then even though you're technically traveling, you make up the prayer as a resident. So you make up the Dhuhr 4 rak'ahs, not 2, even though you're technically traveling, because you're looking at the hukum, the ruling of the makeup, not of your present situation. So تُقْدَى الْحَضَرِيَةُ حَضَرِيَةُ وَلَوْ فِي السَّفَرِ, even if you're traveling. So the one that's done as a resident should be made up as a resident, even if you're traveling, or safariya to safariya. And the one that you missed while you were traveling, you also make up in the same way. In other words, two rak'ahs, if it's Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha. Walaw fil hadar, even if you are present, you went back home, but you missed them for whatever reason, then you would make them up as safariya. وَلْيَشْغَلْ سَائِرَ أَوْقَاتِهِ مَا عَدَ أَوْقَاتِ الْحَاجَةِ وَيَتْرُكُ النَّوَافِلِ. So, the idea is this is an obligation of your time. And so, you should be using your time to make up as much as you can. That's what he means by وَلْيَشْغَلْ سَائِرَ أَوْقَاتِهِ. So, to use your time, ma'ada awqat al-haja, except time for something that is necessary for your life, job, work, eating, so forth. But otherwise, one should try to make up their prayers when they're doing that. And this, he doesn't say it, but it's under the assumption that you don't have a whole lot of prayers to make up. Maybe you were sick or something, or you couldn't pray, and for whatever reason, or you forgot. It's if a handful, then you have to make them up and do it as soon as you can. وَيَتْرُكُ النَّوَافِلِ, and not to pray the nawafil, which are the supererogatory prayers, except for something like Salat al-Eid and Shafa al-Witr. But other than that, instead of praying supererogatory prayers or voluntary prayers, you should be making up your prayers. So if normally you pray four rak'ahs before Dhuhr and four after, four units before, four after, then you should not be doing that if you have prayers to make up. So if you have years of prayers to make up, you certainly should not be doing that. Instead, you should make the intention that it's a make up and not something, and not a sunnah prayer. The question invariably comes up, well, what about something like Taraweeh? Can you make up the prayer, especially in this month, when Ramadan, can you make up the prayer during Taraweeh? You can, but technically it would be according to the position of Shafi'iyya, the Shafi'i school. Because in the Maliki school, the Imam and the Ma'mum, the Imam, and we didn't get to this chapter yet, but we will get to it, the Imam and the Ma'mum, so the Imam and all praying behind the Imam, who we call it Ma'mum, the follower, have to have the same intention. So if he's having intention for something like Taraweeh, and you're having intention for something like a missed Fajr prayer, or a missed Dhuhr or Asr prayer, then technically in the Maliki school, that would be that would not be allowed. However, in the Shafi'i school, you can have this difference of intention. So I would say, in the interest of making up the prayers and at the same time participating in the Taraweeh, it would be a good idea then to make them up and take the Shafi'i dispensation in this case. So if you are making up a two raka unit or two unit prayer, that's easy to do because Taraweeh is two and two and two. However, if you're doing something that's four or three, like Maghrib or Isha, then when the Imam gives their salam, then you are to rise and make up the rak'ahs that you have to do, and then you can rejoin the next set of two rak'ahs when you finish with that. فَإِنْ كَثُرَتَ الْفَوَائِتُ قَدَّمَ الْحَاضِرَةِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ خَمْسًا فَدُونْ قَدَّمَهَا عَلَى الْحَاضِرَةِ وَلَوْ خَرَجَ وَقْتُهَا. So here, there's also a ruling pertaining to how many you have to make up. So if it's five or less, there's a certain ruling to it. And if it's more than five, like six or more, then a certain ruling to it. So one of the stipulations in the Maliki school is that there should be tartib. So if it's five or less, then those should be made up in order. Even if the hadira, even the one that's present, it's time for it, but you need to do the five before and then do the one that is present. So this is what he means, فَإِنْ كَثْرَةُ الْفَوَائِدِ قَدَّمَ الْحَاضِرَةِ. إِنْ كَثْرَةُ الْفَوَائِدِ. So if you have more than five, so you have six plus, no, then pray Dhuhr in its time and then make up the six as you can. Don't take the Dhuhr out of its time because you are making it up. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ خَمْسًا فَدُونَ. But if it's five or less, قَدَّمَهَا عَلَى الْحَاضِرَةِ وَلَوْ خَرَجَ وَقْتُهَا. But if it's five or less, then you have to do the five first, even if the present prayer, you'll pray it late. This is what it means, عَلَى الْحَاضِرَةِ وَلَوْ خَرَجَ وَقْتُهَا. Because it's part of the stipulation that if it's a day's prayers, which is five or less, then you have to do those first before you do the present one. والقضاء على الترتيب واجب فيقدم أولى الفوائت ثم التي تليها في الفوات. And also making them up in order is obligatory. This is obviously if it's five or less. So if you missed beginning with Isha and then Subah and then Dhuhr, then Asr and Maghrib, then you begin by making up the Isha, not going to the Fajr, the Subah prayer. So you do them in order. فيقدم أولى الفوائد. So you do the first one that's missed, ثم التي تليها في الفوائد, then the ones that you missed in order. If you have six or more, you're still kind of doing that, but if you're making them up like one prayer with each prayer, then you don't have to make them all up before the current prayer that you're doing. So you can still say, okay, I'm making the intention, I missed a year or 2 years I wasn't praying, and now, you know, I made Tawbah and I want to return back to the deen in the right way, so I'm going to make up those 2 years. So what you can do is, with each prayer, which each fard prayer present when you're doing, you make up one you missed. So you're praying two subah, two dhuhr, two asr, two maghrib. That's one way to do it. Or if you have more time, if you have more inspiration, then make up two with each one. It's up to you. But then, you know, try to, if they're six, five or less, do them in order. فَلَّمْ يَعْلَمِ الْأُولَى بَدَأَ بِالظُّهُرِ. If you don't remember which is the first one that you missed, then you begin with the Dhuhr prayer. Why? Because that is the way that Jibreel alayhi salam taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He started with Dhuhr prayer when he taught him the times of the prayers. This is one of the first hadith. It is the first hadith in the Muwatta of Imam Malik, Kitab Wuqut al-Salah, the times of the prayers. He began with Dhuhr, then Asr, then Maghrib, then Isha, then the next day he came back for Subah prayer. ومن أحرم بالعصر هو يعلم أن ظهر يومه في ذمته بطلت وإن لم يتذكر إلا بعد أن أحرم قطع إن لم يتم ركعة برفعه من سجودها وإلا أتمها نفلا بثانية وجلوسه في ثالثة فإن فعل ثلاثا أتمها وصلى الظهر ثم على العصر ندبا. So here it's talking about when there's just one prayer beforehand missed. So it says, "Man ahrama bil asr." So whoever says Allahu Akbar and began the asr prayer, and he knows that the dhuhr of his day, the dhuhr that came before that, fi zimmatihi, the dhuhr of his day, he didn't do it yet. So he prayed asr first, even though he didn't make up the dhuhr, batalat. That asr prayer is invalid. If he knows that going in when he said Allahu Akbar. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَتَذَكَّرْ إِلَّا بَعْدَ أَنْ أَحْرَمْ. However, if he doesn't remember or doesn't recall that he had the dhuhr to make up until after he said Allahu Akbar, qata'a. Qata'a means he stops the prayer. إِنْ لَمْ يُتِمْ رَكَعَ بِرَفْعِهِ مِنْ سُجُودِهِنَا. So when is he going to cut off the prayer? If he didn't do one rak'ah yet, which means you did not do a full rak'ah with the two sujood and you came up for the second. So you didn't complete that part. You're in this first sajda and the second one, you're, oh wait a minute, I didn't pray dhuhr. Qata'a, you don't have to say salam, you just leave the prayer. And then you are to pray dhuhr first. وَإِلَّا أَتَمَّهَا نَفْلًا بِثَانِيَةً. However, if you already did one rak'ah, then complete the second, and that will count for you as a nafil prayer, as something that's a voluntary prayer, not as the dhuhr. So you're going to make it two rak'ahs as nafil. وَجُلُوسُ فِي ثَالِثًا فِي ثَالِثًا فَإِنْ فَعَلَ ثَلَاثًا أَتَمَّهَا وَصَلَّ الظُّهْرِ. But however, if you've already done the three, if you've done three rak'ahs and you're in the fourth, فِنْ فَعَلَ ثَلَاثًا أَتَمَّهَا, then you complete it to four rak'ahs of asr, وَصَلَّ الظُّهْرِ afterwards. ثُمَّ عَادَ الْعَصْرَ نَدْبًا. Then you would repeat the asr. Nadban means recommended to repeat it. You don't have to repeat it. So when is it going to be recommended to repeat? If you pray three or more rak'ahs of the asr, and then you recall you're in the final rak'ah, wait a minute, I didn't pray dhuhr. What do you do? Complete the four, counts as asr, then start the dhuhr after you say the salam. And if you have time, it's recommended for you to also repeat the asr after that because of the tartib, because of the order. وَكَذَلِكَ الْحُكْمُ فِي الْمَغْرِبِ وَالْعِشَىٰ. This same ruling applies to the Maghrib and Isha. Does it apply to Fajr? No, it doesn't, because Fajr is by itself. Subah prayer. ويسير الفوائت مع الحاضرة. يعني يجب يسير الفوائت مع الحاضرة. So as I said earlier, if it's five or less, then you have to make them up in their order مع الحاضرة with the present prayer that you have to do. غير أنه إذا أكمل ركعتين من المغرب أو الصبح أتم وأعاد الصبح للمغرب. Except that if you have completed two rak'ahs of the Maghrib or of the Fajr or the Subh prayer, then you finish it. Because as we said, you did the majority of rak'ahs. وَأَعَادَ الصُّبْحَ لَلْمَغْرِبِ. And then you are to make up the Subh after that, right? Assuming that you did, you were in the final rak'ah when you recalled that you had missed the prayer before it. لَلْمَغْرِبِ. Right? So you don't make up the Maghrib. ولو خالف ما أمر به وأتم التي هو بها فلا بطلان إلا في إحرامه بالعصر عالما بالظهر أو بالعشاء عالما بالمغرب. So however, if you don't go by what we just said, لو خالف ما أمر به وأتم التي هو بها فلا بطلان. So in the عصر, you prayed, started عصر, you started عشاء, and you had still ظهر to do or مغرب to do. And you didn't recall that you had them to do. And then you were in the first rak'ah, and then you said, oh, wait a minute, I didn't do dhuhr, if I'm praying asr, or I'm in isha, I didn't do maghrib. We said earlier that you should cut the prayer and do those first, because you didn't even do one rak'ah yet. Let's say, however, you don't do that, and you completed the prayer. He said, أَتَمَّ لَتِي هُوَ بِهَا فَلَا بُطْلَانِ. So the prayer is still valid. We're just telling you what's the best way to do it. إِلَّا فِي إِحْرَامِهِ بالعصر عالما بالظهر وبالعشاء عالما بالمغرب. Except in one case, if you entered into the prayer, you said Allahu Akbar, and you know you have ظهر to make up, then it's batil. Then the prayer is invalid in either case. So this would be if you began the Asr prayer and you know that you have ظهر to make up, it's invalid. And if you began the Isha prayer knowing that you didn't do Maghrib yet, then it's also invalid. And really, the scenario that this might happen is if you haven't prayed Isha yet and you haven't prayed Maghrib yet, and maybe you're a traveler and then you find a group, a jama'ah praying Isha, and then you join them, but you haven't prayed Maghrib yet. In this case, you went in knowing that you still had Maghrib to do, so that prayer you just prayed with the jama'ah would be invalid, and you'd have to make up the both of them, both Maghrib and Isha. Or in the case of Asr, both Dhuhr and Asr. So that's the chapter on Qada' al-Fawa'id, dealing with make-up prayers. We'll do the next one too, which is Fi Ahkam al-Sahw, which is the prostration of forgetfulness. Some people find this very confusing, and the reason for that is because it is somewhat confusing. But we'll take it step by step. I myself, every time I teach, I have to reread it, to be honest with you, because there are some parts to it that kind of can be confusing, and there's within the Maliki Madhab there's some difference of opinion about when is it sunnah, when is it wajib to do sujood sahw, which we'll get into. So fasl fi ahkam al-sahw. A'lam wafaqak Allah anna al-sahw imma binaqsin aw biziyada aw biijtima'ihima, which he didn't say. So know that the sahu, right, which means forgetfulness, the Arabs, they say that there's a difference between al-nisyan and sahu. So they say nisyan ma taqaddamahu dhikr. So when you say nisyat hadha shay, I forgot it, means that there was a time when you remembered it, but at this point right now, you forgot about it. Whereas sahu, not necessarily so. Sahu could be something that you had prior knew about it, or you didn't know about it before. In other words, you may not have even known, and someone had to, oh, wait a minute, you missed this, and you didn't even recall that to begin with. You didn't know that to begin with. They say also the difference between sahu and ghafla. Not ghafla in kind of the spiritual sense, but ghafla in the pure linguistic sense. You know, ghafaltu an shay means that something existed and you didn't take notice of it. you know, Zayd was at the door. Ghafaltu an Zayd. I wasn't aware that Zayd was at the door. I just didn't notice. Whereas the sahu will be about something that wasn't ever there to begin with. So in the prayer, we say sahawt means I thought I prayed three rak'ahs and it turned out I only prayed two. Or I thought I read the surah after the Fatiha and the second rak'ah and it turns out that I didn't. So sahu then means about something that you thought was there but actually wasn't there. The Prophet ﷺ in the hadith of Dhul Yadayn, the man of the two long arms, which is primarily what sahu is based upon in terms of the hadith or the dalil. The Prophet ﷺ was praying, just to paraphrase, one of the prayers, likely Dhuhr or Asr, and he gave the salam after less than four rak'ahs. And then none of the Sahaba during the prayer said anything. And then Dhul Yadayn, who was one of the Sahaba, even though Umar and Abu Bakr and many of the senior companions were there, he said, Ya Rasulullah, aqasat salat am nasit? Ya Rasulullah, has the prayer been shortened? Or have you forgotten? Because some people went out of the masjid and said, the prayer has been shortened, the prayer has been shortened. And the Prophet ﷺ paused for a second and said, Kullu thalika lam yaqul. He said, none of that happened. But then he asked the rest of the congregation, including Abu Bakr and Umar. He said, is it what as Dhul Yadayn has said? And I said, yes, sir, Rasulullah, it is as it said. So then he got up and made up the rest and he did the sujood himself. So from kind of a aqidah issue or what we call prophetology or a nubuwwat, how is it possible that the Prophet ﷺ forgot in the prayer? Right? وَمَا يَنْتُقَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And he does not speak out of his own volition and everything he says is wahi. And he said about himself that his eyes may sleep, but his heart never sleeps. The answer to that is أَسْهَاهُ اللَّهُ لِيَسُنْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who made the sahu on the Prophet ﷺ so that the sunnah could be established of sahu. Not that we actually believe the Prophet ﷺ was remiss in his prayer or somehow didn't have a full state of hudur or a full state of presence. So to think that or to insinuate that would be su'adab. Would be bad form on our part, thinking about Janab al-Nabi, about the makan, the status of our Prophet ﷺ. So we say that, as some of the ulama have said before us, as-sahullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to have his sahu, hatta yasun, until the sunnah of sahu could be established. And for most of us, or the rest of us, that's frequent thing, or frequent or infrequent, but it happens enough that we need to have ahkam, is sahu, or to deal with prostration or forgetfulness in the prayer. So sahu can come about, either we leave something out, so it's going to either be a forgetfulness based upon omission, or ziyada, or addition, or a combination of the two. One naqs, imma bitark fadila, kal qunut wa tasbih fi ruku'i wa sujud, aw sunnatin khafifatin ka takbiratin aw tasmi'atin, fa hadha la sujuda alay. So the naqs, so the omission, could be something that's virtuous in the prayer, not a sunnah, like what? Like dua al qunut in the subah prayer. This we say in the subah prayer. If you skip that, there is no sujood sahu in the Maliki school for skipping that. There is one in the Shafi'i school. But in our school, it's not considered to be a sunnah mu'akkada. It's considered to be a fadila. Fadila means it's a virtuous thing, but not to the level of sunniyah. So you would not do a prostration of forgetfulness with that. What tasbihi fi ruku'i was sujood? Or saying, Subhana rabbiyal al-azim, or Subhana rabbiyal al-a'la in the sujood. What if you miss that? Also, that's a fadila. It's a virtuous thing. As we went over the chapter about sunnah and salah, it's not something that is a sunnah. Aw sunnah khafifa ka takbiratin aw tasmi'a. Fahadha la sujood alay. So all of those things. So a light sunnah, like one takbira, not takbirat al-ihram, not the takbir at the beginning, that's wajib, that's obligatory. Or tasmi'ah, sami'a Allahu liman hamida. So if you miss one, not two of them, just one, that's considered a light sunnah. You don't do any sujood as-sahw for that. So he wanted to describe what the things we don't do sujood sahwa for first. But what do we do it for? Well, imma bitark sunnah mu'akkada. We don't really have the term sunnah mu'akkada in the school. We say just sunnah, even though the author here decided to use that term. So like what? Kal jahri fil fatiha. Like reciting audibly in the fatiha, in Maghrib and Isha, and Fajr for the first two rak'ahs, in Fajr and Maghrib and Isha, and the two rak'ahs of Subah or Fajr. We have to recite audibly. That's a sunnah, a strong sunnah. أو sunnatain فأكثر. Or two or more sunnahs, like missing two takbira, not including, not the takbira to ihram. Or a takbira and سمع الله من حمده. So the two of them together, then we would say, you have to do sujood as-sahw for that. That would be a type of omission. وأكثر ما يقع في ترك الجهر والسورة والتشهد الأول وتكبير العيد. So also, as I said, leaving out the jahr, the audible recitation of the Fatiha, or is leaving the surah after the Fatiha, so that will be the first two rak'ahs of all of the five prayers. والتشهد الأول, and if you're in the last four prayers, not the subah prayer, but the other four from Dhuhr to Isha, there's a middle tashahud, middle sitting, skipping that also, that's a sunnah. وتكبير العيد, or if you're leading the Eid prayer, praying by yourself, you know that you do seven in the first rak'ah and five in the second. So the first one is takbirat al-ihram, and then the six that come afterwards are takbirat. So if you miss one of those, that is also considered to be a sunnah, which you do sujood as-sahw for. فَإِن تَذَكَّرَ قَبْلَ الرُّقُوعِ أَعَادَ الْقِرَاءَ عَلَى سُنَنِهَا وَتَدَارَكَ السُّورَةَ وَالتَّكْبِيرَ وَسَجَدَ لِإِعَادَةِ الْفَاتِحَةَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ. However, if you're reading here, and you read the Fatiha, here this is specifically talking about the Eid prayer. So if you're in the Eid prayer, and then you remembered before you go down to Ruku'a, wait a minute, I missed one of the takbirs for the Eid. فَإِن تَذَكَّرَ قَبْلُ الرُّكُوعَ أَعَادَ الْقِرَاءَ عَلَى سُنَنِهَا. Right, then you were to do the qira'ah over, right, the Fatiha, وَتَدَارَكَ السُّورَةَ وَالتَّكْبِيرَ. Right, and then you can say that takbir and the surah, and then you would have to do this sujood, لِإِعَادَةِ الْفَاتِحَةَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ. Right, so you said five takbir al-ihram, then you had the Fatiha, then now, wait a minute, I missed one. So you go back and you say the one that you missed, then you recite al-Fatiha again, then you recite the surah, then you go back into your ruku'ah for the second rak'ah or the first rak'ah of the Eid prayer. Then when you get to the salam, you would do a sujood after the salam at the end of the prayer if you missed one of the takbirah in the Salat al-Eid. Because he didn't mention it here in the beginning, because he has a different order than Imam al-Dabdir, but for an omission, generally you're going to do the sujood before the salam. For an addition, you can do it after the salam. For a combination of the two, you'll do it before the salam. So omission, there will be a sujood, sajdatain, before you say salam alaikum of the prayer. And for an addition, you would do the sajdatain after the salam. What if there's a combination of both? So you added something, you added like, you read the jahar when it should have been silent. So you read audibly when it should have been silent. That's considered an addition. And at the same time, in another rak'ah, you forgot the surah. Then in this case, it's a combination of addition and omission. Then you would do the sujood before the salam. So a pure addition after, pure omission before, combination of both before.
Isn't the Muslim mindset after combining both of them?
والساهي عن التشهد فإن تذكر قبل أن تفارق الأرض يداه وركبتاه رجع للجلوس ولا شيء عليه وإلا مضى فإن رجع بعد إتمام الفاتحة بطلت صلاته وقبلها أساء وصحت وسجد بعد السلام. So this mas'ala, this issue is referring to someone who is in a multiple rak'ah prayer, more than two, so from Dhuhr to Isha, where you have a middle tashahud. So he says, وَالسَّهِيَنْ تَشَهُدْ فِنْ تَذَكَّرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ تُفَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ يَدَاهُ وَرُكْبَتَاهُ. So when you go into tashahud, you're in sujood, and then you come back and you're supposed to sit. So he forgot, and he's on his way up to standing. So he says, وَالسَّهِيَنْ تَشَهُدْ فِنْ تَذَكَّرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ تُفَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ يَدَاهُ وَرُكْبَتَاهُ رَجَعَ لِلْجُلُوسِ. So you're on your way up, but your knees are still on the ground. Or at least your hands. It depends on how you get up first. You get up with your hands first or your knees. So one of them is still on the ground. If that's the case, then you go down to your julus. So you caught yourself. So that's what it means. فَإِنْ تَذَكَّرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ تُفَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ يَدَاهُ وَرُكْبَتَاهُ. So something is still touching the ground, even one hand, one knee, whatever. رَجَعَ لِلْجُلُوسِ وَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. Go back to the sitting position in the middle, and you don't have to do any sujood because you made it. You didn't actually do anything extra, nor did you omit the julus. So you did what you're supposed to do. Wa illa mada. But let's say you're on your way up, your knees are bent, but your knees are not on the floor, and your hands neither. Don't go back down. Continue to the third rak'ah. فَإِنْ رَجَعَ بَعْلِ إِتْمَامِ الْفَاتِحَةِ بَطَلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. However, if you're in that position and you left and you didn't stand up fully and you didn't read the Fatiha yet and you went back down, you sahat wa asa'. The prayer is valid, but you did the wrong thing and you do the sujood after the salam because you did some extra motion in your prayer. However, if you stand all the way up and you read the Fatiha and you finish the Fatiha and you say, oh wait, I didn't do the middle tashahud, then you went back down, batalat as-salah. The prayer becomes invalid. Why? Because you've already completed another integral of the prayer and you can't leave one integral after its completion to go back to something you missed. So the right thing to do would be stand up and you're going to have to do the sujood of omission, which is before the salam, at the end of the prayer, if your hands and your knees left the ground. If one hand, one knee, whatever is still remaining, then you can go back down, nothing upon you. The third scenario, you went and you stood back up and you read the Fatiha and completed it, and then you went back down, then your prayer is invalid. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَتْرُكْ فَرِيضَةً فِنْ كَانَتَ الْفَاتِحَةِ فَاتَتْ بِالْإِنْحِنَاءِ فَيَمْضِي وَيَشْرُدْ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ وُجُوبًا وَطِيلًا نَدْبًا. What if you forget something like a fard, like you forget the Fatiha? So for whatever reason, you read the surah, you didn't read the Fatiha. Fatat bil inhina. So once you bend over to go into a rukua, that's an inhina. Fatat. It's too late to go back. Fayamdi wa yashrud qabla salam. However, that rak'ah has to be done over. So you're still going to do the sujood, but that whole rak'ah doesn't count because you missed an integral of it, which is the Fatiha. She doesn't say here, but that's the ruling. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ وُجُوبًا وَقِيلَ نَدْبًا. The nadban, that's a weak opinion, a stronger opinion, wujuban, that you have to do the i'ada, to do the Fatiha over another rak'ah, that which you missed, if you missed an obligatory aspect of the prayer. وَإِنْ كَانَ الرُّكُوعَ أو السجود تداركه إن لم يفد والفوات بالسلام أو برفع الرأس من الركوع التي تليها وإلا في ترك الركوع فبالانحناء. What if it was the ركوع that you missed, the bowing, أو السجود or the prostration, تداركه إن لم يفد والفوات بالسلام. So here this is different. If you missed the ruku'a or the sujood in anything in other than the last rak'ah of the prayer, then that whole rak'ah doesn't count, just like the Fatiha. What if it's the last rak'ah of the prayer and you've missed the ruku'a or the sujood, whatever, you went to the ruku'a, then you went into the sitting position, instead of doing a sujood. Then in this case, you can still make it up, do your sujood, and then come back up, and then you do the sajda after the salam for the extra things that you did. These are like rare occurrences. I don't know anyone that has actually ever happened to, that you missed the sujood or the ruku', but for some people they may happen, but the ahkam are there. أو برفع الرأس من 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 ركوع التي تليها إلا في ترك الركوع فبالإنحناء. So if you say salam, so you, it's too late if you said the salam. That's in the last ركعة. أو برفع الرأس من ركوع التي تليها. Or by raising your head from the ركوع that comes after it, right? The ركعة after it, then it's too late at that point. Then the whole ركعة has to be done over. إلا في ترك الركوع فبالإنحناء. Except if the thing you actually forgot was the ركوع, not the sujood, then as long as you didn't do the bending over part yet, you know, you didn't completely go down, then you can go back to you know, coming back up, you can still go down to the ركوع, still do your ركوع and then do the sujood. وحيث لم يتذكر إلا بعد الفوات بطلت ركعة النقص وصارت التي ليها بدلا عنها. However, if you don't remember until بعد الفوات, till the point where you can't go back, right? And generally the point you can't go back is if you already started on the next integral and you completed it, you can't go back to the one before it. Just like we saw with the Fatiha, right? If you went down to the ruku', you already bent over for ruku', you can't go back up. Or with the ruku', when you, the point of no return is if you went down to sujood, you can't come back up for ruku'. Or if you missed the sujood by getting to the sitting position, or in the last rak'ah, you get to the salam, you can't go back and do the sujood. So if you pass those points, حيث لم يتذكر إلا بعد الفوات, you don't remember until after you miss them, بطلت ركعة النقص. This is what we mentioned earlier, that the rak'ah, the unit where there was an omission, doesn't count. The prayer is still valid, but the rak'ah you did doesn't count. وصارت التي تليها بدلا عنها. So then the rak'ah that comes afterwards is going to be a substitute for the one that came before. So if you messed up your second rak'ah of Maghrib, then when you get to the third one, that's actually your second. So then you'd have to sit down for the tashahud afterwards, even though you may have done it for the one before, but the one before didn't count.
ويشهد في فوات التدارك بعد السلام إلا إذا كانت الثالثة بدلا عن الثانية فقبل السلام. ويسجد في فوات التدارك بعد السلام.
So we mentioned this already too. So if you miss the point where you can still catch it and then there's nothing upon you, but you missed it and the rak'ah doesn't count, you have to do a new one. Do you do sujood as-sahw? Yes. يسجد في فوات التدارك بعد السلام. After the salam, not before, because you added something that's a rak'ah but not a complete rak'ah.
إلا إذا كانت الثالثة بدلا عن الثانية فقبل السلام.
Except if the third one was a substitute for the second one, so then you do it before the salam. Why? لنقص السورة. He says here, because you didn't do the surah after the Fatiha in the third one. If you didn't read it and you just read the Fatiha, then you would have to do the sujood before the salam, not after the salam. I kind of don't like the way he did it here, that he had all of this kind of rare instances before we got to the, I would have preferred to read this section from Aqrab al-Masalik, but alhamdulillah. If there's questions after, we'll try to get to them. But I wouldn't worry about things that we just mentioned, about missing an integral of the prayer, that rarely happens. Our focus should be more about when we miss something that's a sunnah that we just mentioned.
وإن لم يتذكر النقص إلا بعد السلام أحرم وأتى برقعة بدون سورة إن قرب ولم يخرج من المسجد فإن كانت الناقصة من ذوات السور سجد قبل السلام وإلا فبعده.
So if you don't remember the نقص إلا بعد السلام, so let's say you had an omission and you're supposed to do it before the salam, and you don't remember until after you say assalamu alaikum, then you're sitting there like, wait a minute, I missed something.
Ahrama. In other words, you missed. This is still going back to the previous mas'ala. You missed the raka'ah, that doesn't count. So you said assalamu alaikum, and you didn't remember that you had this whole raka'ah that didn't count. Illa ba'd as-salam, after you said assalamu alaikum. Ahrama. Ahrama means that you stand up and you say Allahu Akbar. This is not a new prayer, but you're fixing the one before. وَأَتَى بِرَكَعَةٍ بِدُونِ سُورَةٍ. And then you do the raka'ah, a complete raka'ah, without the surah. Just read the Fatiha. إِنْ كَرُبَ وَلَمْ يَخْرُجْ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Assuming that you stood on your place, you didn't leave the masjid. فَإِنْ كَانَتَ النَّاقِصَةُ مِنْ ذَوَاتِ السُّورَ سَجَدَ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ وَإِلَّا فَبَعْدَ. However, if the raka'ah that you had this mistaken, that you missed something of a fard, was something that has a surah in it, like the first or second raka'ah of Maghrib and Isha, or the two raka'ahs of Subah or Dhuhr and Asr, then you would do the sujood before the salam because of the surah that you didn't read. وَإِلَّا بَعْدَ. However, if it's the third raka'ah or the fourth raka'ah that you were fixing, then you would do it after the salam. So we're still talking about things that are far that we missed. وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمَتْرُوكُ السَّلَامُ فَإِنْ طَالَ أَوْ خَرَجٍ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ بَطَلَتْ. So what if I forget to say assalamu alaikum? I did my tashahud, like, okay, I'm finished, and you get up. You didn't say the salam, which is far. فَإِنْ طَالَ. So what does it mean, إِنْ طَالَ? If you spend a long time, like, it means you started doing something else. You may be sitting in your place, but you've been sitting there for a while. You picked up the mushaf, you started reading Quran, and you wait a minute, I didn't say assalamu alaikum. أَوْ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Or you left your place. Not just the masjid, but you left wherever you were. بَطَلَتْ. بَطَلَتْ means it's invalid. You have to make it up. وَإِنْ تَذَكَّرَ بِالْقُرْبِ وَلَمْ يَقُمْ سَلَّمَ وَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. However, if you're still sitting there and you didn't do anything else, and then you say, oh, wait a minute, assalamu alaikum, la shay' alik. You don't have to do anything extra, there's no sujood, because you did it when the time was close. فِنْ قَامَ أَوْ طَالَ لَا جِدًّا أَعَادَ تَشَّهُدَ وَسَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ. However, if you stood up to leave, or the time was long, but you didn't leave completely, لَا جِدًّا يعني, not a long time, but how do we know what's a long time? They say عُرْفًا, by عُرْف, يعني by what's customary. Like if someone's walking to the masjid and they see you in your spot, they're not sure, are you still praying or did you finish praying? So in this case, if it's the time did not pass, was not a lot, a'ad at-tashahud, you would repeat the tashahud and then make the salam and then do the sujood after the salam. وفي انحرافه عن القبلة وتذكره بالقرب يستقبل ويسلم بلا إعادة تشهد. And if you happen during the prayer that you were a little bit off of the Qibla and you remembered it, بالقرب, يعني it wasn't that far off, يستقبل, then you change, يعني point towards the Qibla, ويسلم بلا إعادة تشهد, and then you give the salam without doing the تشهد. So he means you're still sitting there, you got up, but you turned this way a little bit, you're not facing the Qibla anymore. But you still remember, oh, wait a minute, I didn't do the salam. So, bil qurb, turn towards the Qibla once again, and then you just do the salam and don't do the tashahud. So you're still sitting there, but you may have turned away from the Qibla while you're sitting in the sitting position. In this case, just do the salam. So that's all about naqs. So I see what he did. He put all of the naqs in one section. So all of the omission in one section, including the fard, and including the sunnah. Now, الزياده. أما السهو بالزيادة فإن كانت من فرائض الصلاة كركعة أو سجدة أو تكرير فاتحة ويلحق بذلك زيادة تشهد أو جلوس بقدره سجد بعد السلام. So anything that is extra, even like from the fara'id of the salah, like you did an extra raka'ah, or you did an extra sajda, or you repeated the fatiha, like twice in one raka'ah or something like that. وَيَلْحَقْ بِذَلِكَ زِيَادَ التَّشَهُدِ. Or if you did more than one tashahud, أَوْ جُلُوس بِقَدْرِهِ. Or this actual sitting, like you sat in the second and third raka'ahs, sahwan, so you added something. سَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ. So these are all additions. So they should be done after the salam. When كانت من السنن كسورة أو تكبيرة فلا سجود. An addition, that is, if you add something like you're in the third rak'ah or fourth rak'ah of Dhuhr or Asr or Isha and you read the Fatiha and the Surah. Sahwan, you forgot. Do you have to do anything? You don't do anything. You don't have to do sujood ba'da salam. Or you did an extra takbira somewhere. So you were supposed to say Sami'a Allahu min Hamida, you said Allahu Akbar instead, and then you remember to say Sami'a Allahu min Hamida. You don't have to do anything. Fala sujood.
ومن قرأ الفاتحة في الجهرية مقتصرا على حركة اللسان ولم يذكر حتى ركع وسجد قبل السلام وإلا أعادها والسورة جهرا وسجد بعدها.
So if you're reading the Fatiha and you're in Maghrib and Isha or Subah prayer where you have to read it aloud,
مقتصرا على حركة اللسان,
and you're just moving your tongue but it's not audible, so that's not the minimum requirement for an audible recitation. Minimum requirement is that you hear yourself, not you say, not that you just move your tongue. If you don't move your tongue at all, then that's not qira'ah. Then you didn't do anything, which we said, we talked about in the earlier section. So if it's in an audible prayer, the first two rak'ahs of an audible prayer, and you did just harakat al-lisan, you just moved your tongue, you weren't audible.
وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ حَتَّى رَكَعَ,
and you don't recall until you go into the ruku'ah, سَجَدَ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ. Then you do your sujood before the salam. Why? Because that's an omission, right? Because jahar, being audible, is adding something to being silent.
وَإِلَّا أَعَادَهَا وَالسُّورَ جَهْرًا وَسَجَدَ بَعْدَ.
But if you recall before you go into ruku'ah, then you can repeat it aloud and the surah afterward, جَهْرًا وَسَجَدَ بَعْدَهُ. Then you can make the sujood after the salam because now it turned into an addition because you read the Fatiha twice. Tamam?
When أَسْمَعَ فِي السِّرِّيَّةِ مَنْ بَعُدَ سَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ.
And the opposite is true. If you are audible in a silent prayer, such as that someone behind you can hear you, right? Because we said, if you can hear yourself in a silent prayer, that's the maximum loudness. So if you can only hear yourself, people behind you can't hear you, that's okay, you don't have to do anything. So however, that's why he says, when أسمع في السرية من بعودة, right? Someone who's behind you or far away from you, سجد بعد السلام. Then you make the sujood after the salam. Why? Because you made an addition. You added something, which is you added jahar, you added audition when it should have been silent.
When كانت الزيادة من غير جنس الصلاة كان يتكلم ساهيا أو ينفخ بفمه أو يتجشى بصوت سجد.
So if the addition is something, right, that you're going to do for this after the salam, but it's not from the prayer, something extraneous to it, like you spoke, but sahiyan, right? Sahiyan means you forgot, you weren't aware, not you purposefully spoke to somebody. Someone came in and said, oh, assalamu alaikum, brother, alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. Batal salah, that prayer is invalid. But if you did it sahiyan, if you did it unaware, not unaware of the ruling, but unaware that, you know, just came out, just like if you did the Fatiha twice or something like that. أو ينفخ بفمي, or you blow out of your mouth, or if you burp loudly, then you do the sujood after the salam, because it's an additional thing.
والعمد مبطل,
right? We said العمد مبطل earlier, and if you do it purposefully, like blowing out of your nose or your mouth or anything like that, on purpose, then this invalidates the prayer.
ككثرة المنافيات.
Or if you have too many things you're doing out of sahw, like you're eating and you're burping and you're like doing all these sorts of things and you claim that you did it out of forgetfulness, do your prayer over. That's invalid.
وإذا اجتمع عنده نقص وزيادة كمن ترك سورة وزاد ركعة غلب جانب النقص وسجد قبل السلام,
as we said. So If you have both omission and addition, like someone forgot the surah in the third, in the second or first rak'ah after the Fatiha, وزاد ركعة, and you did an extra rak'ah in this case, غلب جانب النقص. So the omission takes precedence here, so you do the sujood before the salam.
وتأخير القبلي مكروه وتقديم البعدي حرام ولا تبطل به الصلاة.
So what if you're supposed to do a qabli? In other words, you have an omission, you're supposed to do it before the salam, but instead you did it after the salam. This is disliked, makruh. Obviously, an amd, if you do it on purpose. If you forgot that you have to do sujood al-sahw until after the salam, then obviously you're going to do it after the salam.
وتقديم البعدي حرام.
And if you bring forward the one that's supposed to be done after the salam, this is haram. But the prayer is still valid. وَلَا تَبْطُلْ بِهِ الصَّلَةِ. Prayer is not invalidated by that. When will it be invalidated? If you do a sujood qabli, you do one that's before the salam, for an illegitimate reason. Because then you introduce something extra into the prayer and there is no mujib, there's no reason to do it. So if you thought, for example, that you're in the subah prayer, you didn't do the qunut, on the Maliki school we're talking about here, and then you do the sujood before the salam, that invalidates the prayer. Because that's a fadila. And for the fada'il, we don't do the sujood sahw. We don't do the prostration. I forget what it's for that. So I'm going to stop here, inshallah, for this session. And next time we'll go over, beginning with sujood al-tilawah, and then salat al-jama'ah, bi-ithnillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.